says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. And we've got one caller waiting, so there are open lines. You can reach us at 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. Alan in South Carolina is waiting, and if you'll hang on, Alan, ever so patiently, appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Just going back to that that boxes metaphor, in his 8 years, just to talk about the ballot box, which precedes this great man, Larry McDonald, president of the John Birch Society, to which both Paul and I were members. And interestingly enough, the Bozells, George, this is an interesting comment on the Bozell family. L. Brent Bozell, who the father of L. Brent Bozell III, he actually had a falling out with Bill Buckley on this very issue. Buckley wanted to read the John Birch Society out of the right-wing movement. And he had a famous meeting called the Palm Beach Meeting, which a group of National Review people agreed to expel the John Birch Society from the whatever Buckley would call the respectable right. But Bozell, L. Brent Bozell Jr., I guess who's the father of L. Brent Bozell III, he actually had a falling out with Bill Buckley on this issue, and also so anyway, interesting. But Larry McDonald, who was the president of the John Birch Society, Donald Trump demonstrates that the ballot box is very, very viable and that we're doing the right thing in using it. During his 8 years, Obama oversaw the loss, and anybody in the audience who has a more accurate number than I do, please call in with it. Obama supervised the loss of 1,000 elected positions by Democratic politicians. The Republican Party beat them and took away 1,000 positions. It took away, you know, 3/4 of the governorships in America, controlling the legislatures in also a similar number of states in America. It's been a real Waterloo for the Democratic Party at the ballot box. So here is my point, and this pertains to Charlottesville. And I will say, folks, I consider Charlottesville to be an unmitigated disaster for the right. And I will, you know, if we have a chance to explore that, I hope it will go away, actually. I hope it's not something we'll have to talk about in great detail, because it is an unmitigated disaster. The bad consequences flowing out of Charlottesville are very, very large. I don't even want to dwell on them. But the one of the essential errors made, and I saw it coming, as I prepared to attend the American Renaissance Conference, which I saw had a winning formula. And I said to people, Charlottesville is setting up to be a disaster. One of the things done wrong there is it jumped right to the cartridge box. Charlottesville was all about, we're ready for a fight. We want to fight in the streets. Now, yes, the violence was initiated by the Antifa people. But if you want to have a fight in the streets tomorrow or next week or a month from now, just schedule a rally where you got your guys in combat gear and you're going to be out on the street with Antifa and you will have a fight. And now here's my point. The left is yearning for that fight. Don't give your enemy their fondest wish. That's what they want. They're losing at the ballot box. They just lost the presidency. They lost 1,000 elected positions under Obama. We're winning at the ballot box. We can beat Paul Ryan. So to jump to the cartridge box is a huge mistake, or just To jump to street fighting is a huge mistake. We should avoid street fighting. The left, let me just say it again, the left loves this idea. It just gets them drooling if they think they can throw things in the street and have screaming and yelling and cops and smoke bombs and tear gas.
Oh, yeah. The Navy saying goes along with it, James. It's never wrestle with a pig. You both get dirty and the pig loves it.
Yeah, there you go. So, our leadership has to, you know, that's what leadership is. You look forward. That's what an officer in the military does, looks forward to take care of his troops by, waging the battle on the ground that is favorable to his troops, having the outcome, steer that outcome so that your guys survive. Don't get into the enemy's fight.
Well, James, what are we going to do? We had Charlottesville. It sucked.
Well, there are people who want
more.
Folks
on our side, believe me, they're playing 2 or 3 or 6 or 15 more Charlottesvilles.
Yes, there are people who are out there calling Charlottesville a big success. They are wrong, wrong, wrong. How many hundreds of Patriot websites need to be shut down? There are hundreds of Patriot websites that just got shut down because of Charlottesville. And that's a huge, huge price to pay. Donald Trump took a huge political hit because of Charlottesville. There are a lot of casualties. You don't actually want to detail those casualties because you don't want people to notice how bad that actually turned out. But the point is, no, that's not a success. That's not the way to go. The left, they've got a march. I think I heard something. They're going to have a march from Charlottesville to Washington, D.C. Then they're going to have a Occupy Washington, D.C. thing. The Antifa, the pigs, as you say, George, have been utterly fired up and activated by Charlottesville. They are loving it. And the right idea is not to stage more of these things. And, if you saw I hope it doesn't have to be. I hope that this doesn't happen so that the truth of what I just said is demonstrated by it actually having to happen in order for people to learn the lesson. Let's do more of the things that actually win, things that help Donald Trump. Jared Taylor's model at American Renaissance, beautiful, 350 of us, utter serenity, peaceful event. Fabulous time had by all, no damage done and lots of great good accomplished. That's the way to go, folks. And fighting in the streets, bad, bad idea. Anyway, let me see. I've kept Alan waiting and I've got another person, Murr in Wisconsin. So let's go first to Alan in South Carolina. You're on the air, sir. Come in, Alan.
Because you were talking about it. Testimony that I've heard sort of implies that maybe the police helped to precipitate the violence by pushing the two groups together.
Yes.
That young woman who was killed, her family should perhaps file a wrongful death suit against the city and the mayor or something like that. I can't imagine that all the people I've heard tell the same story could have it wrong.
But Alan, before you go off that point, let me just address that point. And that is this. We all know, all of us know police. Police are not some kind of strange alien group of people that are our enemies. And, they're not our neighbors. They're not the fellow parents of our kids' friends at school. There are lots of cops here in my hometown. The sheriff has a picture of my daughter on his desk. So cops are our neighbors. They're us. Okay, they're not strange people from another planet who are our enemies who want to shoot us down. Now, if we have an event such as Jared Taylor held in Tennessee, in Nashville, where it was obvious that those of us attending, that we were solid citizens. We were there to have a private meeting and we were very well dressed, suits are not required, but actually all the men had a tie and a jacket on. The ladies had nice clothes on. And to the police, who show up for work every day in uniform, looking sharp, we looked sharp. And so they took very good care of us because we looked like America to them. All right? Now, one of the mistakes made in Charlottesville is that the police have to notice this. All 10 of the speakers were Nazis. On the poster for the event, all 10 out of 10 were Nazis, self-proclaimed. Matt Heimbach has proclaimed himself a Nazi, and others. So for the police, they're reading the posters. They have it. Every police department has an intelligence division, and those people analyze upcoming events. They read the same poster. That didn't look like America to them. You're saying that they didn't do a good job of protecting the ralliers in Charlottesville. No, they didn't. Why didn't they? Because they hate America? Because they hate patriots? No, they love patriots, as they demonstrated in Nashville, as they demonstrate at every single Trump rally. Police voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. They are overwhelmingly patriots, but they're not Nazis. And they don't consider part of their job to, like, well, I'm going to protect the Nazis that they hate, are going to fight the Antifa's communists that they hate. So from their view, it's Hitler fighting Stalin. They really don't want to get hurt in that fight.
But they also have an obligation to maintain law and order. The policing there was disgusting.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it was. But these cops are they're our neighbors. So we have to understand them. Why do they do a good job when we look like, to them, regular Americans, which we are, hopefully, I hope you people are. Of course you are. You're in this audience. You're regular Americans. They will risk their lives to defend you, which is what soldiers do, which is what all of our military do. What are they doing out there in those fights? You know, in their minds, they believe they're defending their families and their neighborhoods, and they're defending Americans. But if you've got to look like Americans, if you have an event where all 10 of the speakers are proclaiming that Hitler is their idol, you're going to have a bad event. And yes, technically the cops are obligated to protect you. No matter who you are, they're obligated to protect you. But are they? Are they? Are they going to walk out and get hit with a bag of urine? And then, have people hitting them, throwing, cans of soda pop that are full, throwing them, 50 feet and hitting them in the head. No, they have children. They have wives. They have homes. They don't want to get hurt. So are they more likely going to be standing off to the side while the street fight goes on? Yes, they are. And if you don't believe me, it's not me saying this, do it over and over again. Stage more and more events like this. And watch Donald Trump get hurt worse and worse until he's finally driven out of office. Watch the left just become, they're overjoyed with street violence and street fighting. They love it. It's their dream come true. It's the Bolshevik paradise, is street violence and chaos. They thrive on chaos. So, we've actually got a sitting president of the United States. We're not in a desperate fight where we have to resort to the cartridge box. We have to go out with our shields and these guys had, shields. The guy who ran the woman over was, he's a photograph of him standing there with a stupid shield as a member of an organization that on their website says we're a Nazi organization. They use the term fascist instead of Nazi. But that group of which he's a member says we're a Nazi group. And he's got his shield and his stupid uniform on, and he's out there fighting people in the street. You want to lose the public relations battle with the American people, do that. Do it over and over again, and you will have destroyed the best chance we had. This could destroy the Trump presidency. If enough of this occurs, Donald Trump could be dragged down with it. I mean, we're all answerable for this. We have this huge, one of the talents we have is snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. We just won the presidency. Why in the world do we want to fight with Antifa in the street? That's going from, the penthouse to the outhouse really directly. Anyway, that's my thought on that. Alan, you're still there. I interrupted your thought. I apologize. I got all excited.
I completely support your counseling our people how to win. I think that's what you're doing. And you're not counseling their people, our enemies, how to win. You're counseling our people how to win. But there's another thing I believe has been involved here. I think the whole thing may very well have been a giant double or even a triple cross kind of a play against us.
Well, Alan, I've talked with you about this on the phone off the air, and I reasonable men could disagree, but I know the people, you know, I know the people in question, and they're sincere in their beliefs. They're wrong. It's stupid, you know, to be a fan of Adolf Hitler in the year 2017, and think that you can have as your mascot for a successful winning movement that's going to take back America, the most unpopular and hated man in the history of the universe, with no one even close in second place. And it's not getting better year by year, if you're thinking that way. Adolf Hitler's getting less popular year by year. And there were people, you know, there are people there at Charlottesville who think he's getting more popular. And this was their chance. I mean, this was their SA chance for a popular, you know, beer hall putsch. This is stupid. It's utterly stupid. And Alan, I don't think this was a setup. I think these were sincere people, very wrong. And I know these people, they're very, very wrong. And they've got to realize that the way to save America is with American ideas and American heroes, their own grandparents, their own great-grandparents. All of them were very, very level-headed people who had good, good ideas, and those can be restored. I don't know why they've lost sight of their own heroes, their own Andrew Jacksons, these great, great people, much greater people than Adolf Hitler. Very successful people. They are their own ancestors. And all we have to do is, and Donald Trump, when he said, make America great again, that resonated with all those white folks who realized the truth of that, that make America great again. Don't revive the Third Reich. That's the most losing. I've got a lot of thoughts on this subject. I'll give you this one. I'll throw another bomb out there. I think that the white nationalist movement's failure, utter failure for more than 50 years is a direct consequence of Adolf Hitler's influence in it. A direct consequence. The white nationalist movement was made toxic to 99% of the American public for 50 years. And we can thank George Lincoln Rockwell for doing that. And for others for following down that wrong path that Lincoln Rockwell launched. That was the stupidest thing ever done. White America, 99% of it, stayed away from forming their own pro-white movement because it was made toxic by this stupid, silly idea that Adolf Hitler was the answer. And Lincoln Rockwell, a great, you know, pilot in World War II, pilot in the Korean War. Went to school with my dad. I probably saw Lincoln. I probably looked into the eyes of Lincoln Rockwell as a baby in my mommy's baby buggy at Pratt Institute, where my dad, a pilot, and Lincoln Rockwell, a pilot. They were both on the GI Bill, both studying their industrial design, both geniuses, taking the same classes. I know my dad bragged about his pretty wife and his handsome new first son, me, to Lincoln Rockwell. I probably looked right into his eyes. And, you know, that decision by Lincoln Rockwell to throw a swastika flag like the one you saw at Charlottesville up on his living room wall, that was the worst mistake ever made in the history of the movement. We'll be back with more excitement in just a few moments.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, folks. We're back to the calm and serene waters of the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Put so many people to sleep because of the lack of excitement. Anyway, I'll tell you what, my adrenaline's going. I hope yours is too. And let's check on Murr's adrenaline in Wisconsin. Murr, how you doing?
Hi. Funny you should mention that. I'm about ready to break out in tears. I brought up the video that Steve O'Brien had on his show this morning. The Republic of Texas comes on 8 o'clock Central. It's called Tiny Story, and it's by Joey Gibson. And I'm going to post it and some other really good videos in the TrumpPhenomenon.chatango.com.
Okay.
A listener made that for you, and I gave it to you once before when I called, or a couple times, but...
Yes.
Lots of videos and things in there for y'all, because I know you don't get your mail. But anyway, this Tiny, he has a much longer name. He's a Samoan American. And he was, you know, all thug and everything, but it was because of the media, the mudstream media. And now he's a Trump supporter because he actually met the people and they, you know, welcomed him with open arms. You know, it's a totally different thing than what the media. It's the same thing with Charlottesville. That wasn't at all like it was purported on the media. And Trump knows that. He's looked through it. He knows. That's one reason I think he went ahead with Arpaio. And speaking of Arpaio, let me tell you this. You know, on March 1st, right, Arpaio and FBI agent Clint Van Sant and Jerome Corsi and Andrew Breitbart was supposed to be there for an expose of the Obama's birth certificate. And I watched that live, and I think you can still find it somewhere probably on YouTube, but it had several layers. They even carved out a stamp to make it look like the type that would have been, you know, all this stuff, right?
Oh, Murr, anyway. Murr, you're bringing back, you're refreshing my memory. Thank you so much. That slipped my mind. One of the amazing things about Sheriff Joe Arpaio is that I can't believe I forgot this. One of the reasons the left wanted to tear into Joe Arpaio and why it was so important that Trump stood up for him was that Sheriff Joe, he had in his sheriff's department, remember, he has hundreds of sheriffs. Maricopa is a big county. He was a very powerful man. He was the only elected chief law enforcement officer in the whole county. He had something called the Cold Cases Unit, and he assigned his Cold Cases Unit on a volunteer basis, accepted from Joe Arpaio, the task of checking out Obama's purported birth certificate.
He had a whole posse of citizens that appointed him.
Yes, and here's what Sheriff Joe did, folks. You got to look this up. Sheriff Joe conclusively, his Cold Cases Unit, I forget the name of the man. There's one key man in there who just stuck with this thing, and he definitely proved that the birth certificate put online, never offered in paper. There was never a paper birth certificate from Obama. Put online as a digital image was conclusively proven with a likelihood of 1 billion to 1, a fraud, a complete fraud, a Photoshop fake, and Joe Arpaio nailed it.
And then later, Loretta Fuddy, the only other one to know about it, and she was also in the Sabug cult, right, had to drown, right, in a couple feet of water or whatever. Right? Loretta Fuddy, you remember her from Hawaii?
Yes, go ahead.
In the department there with the birth certificate?
Yes.
Well, I think Obama has some Sabud in him, too, if you look at that man that was head of that cult. And they can do that easy. They've been doing it for generations now. The super soldiers and things, if you ever look at that, they use several different files.
Well, they didn't get me. They didn't get Paul. They didn't get George. And they didn't get Joe Arpaio.
Hang on.
They didn't get Donald Trump. So don't overstate the power of our enemies. They are not all powerful.
I'm just stating facts about what they do have that they can do, but yes. we can counter it any time.
Well, but you made the point that they can easily kill anybody they want. And they can't.
Let me add another thing.
Stay there, Murr, because what you brought up, Arpaio's expose of the Trump birth certificate, very, very important. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Some folks call me a ramblin' man. I do a lot of thumbin' and kickin' cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey,
I don't want no handout
living. Handout living. Don't want a part of anything they're given. Well, hey, folks, you're listening to the Trump Phenomenon, the American Freedom Party Report. We've got about a half an hour more of exciting show for you. And we've got Murr in Wisconsin, I think, on the line.
Yeah, it's
Murr, hang on, Murr. I want to just, you brought up something very important, which is Joe Arpaio and the birth certificate. Here's news. I didn't know this. I looked it up during the break, Murr, thanks to you. The newly elected Maricopa County Sheriff, Paul Penzone, has announced that he is disbanding Sheriff Arpaio's cold case posse. Now, folks, the cold case posse absolutely proved that the Obama birth certificate put up on the website whitehouse.gov, where you can read Donald Trump's wonderful quotes and actions today. On that same website, Obama put his a digital version of his what he alleged to be his birth certificate. The cold case posse, the mayor of the Maricopa County Sheriff, proved it was a forgery. Now, let me get to the what this means. It doesn't mean that Obama was born in Kenya. It means when they proved that his birth certificate that he offered is a forgery, it proves that he offered a forgery as a birth certificate. Just let that be what it is. It doesn't prove he was born in Kenya. Here is now, why did Obama offer a forgery as his birth certificate? And it's very interesting. You know, you got to go read up on it. As I say, things are happening so fast now, if you don't keep track, you blink and it's gone. Joe Arpaio's magnificent achievement, not equaled by anyone else. And the guy in his cold case posse who made the breakthrough was a guy named Mike Zullo, Zullo. This guy was a genius, is a genius. And he was just disbanded by the new sheriff of the Maricopa County. The forged birth certificate may be simply hiding. Obama may very well have been born in Hawaii, but his father may not be Barack Obama Sr. And the birth certificate, the actual birth certificate, may show that fact. And it's very possible that his actual father is this guy, Frank Davis, communist organizer in Honolulu, who Barack's parents, they were assigned, or, excuse me, they, Frank Davis may be the actual father of Barack Obama with the daughter of the man who was in Hawaii for the FBI to monitor the communist Frank Davis, a black communist. So anyway, there are a number of things that Barack Obama wants to hide from us. But the fact that he put up an absolutely provable forged birth certificate is the smoking gun. So that, boy, when the truth comes out about Barack Obama, folks, it may not be that he was born in Kenya, but there will be lots of incredible communist dirt on Barack Obama. And Joe Arpaio nailed it as no one else has. And for that reason, they had to attack Joe Arpaio. They had to bring him down. And Donald Trump effectively defended our man Arpaio. That was my point. Now, Murr, the microphone is yours. I'm sorry.
Another video in the Trump phenomenon .tatango.com called Breaking News, Sheriff Arpaio concludes Obama birth certificate is a forgery. And I think it's the full length one. It was over an hour. I watched it live.
Yeah,
and this is,
folks, you got to watch it.
Hour and 15. But what I wanted to say about Paul was that Jay Rizzoli, R-I-Z-O-L-I, and his YouTube videos, you need to check them out. There's a lot of good ones there. But Paul did an interview with him, and I have that posted in here too. And in there, Paul says how Ernst Zundel liked the song, I have the song posted in here too, let's see, Die Gedanken sind frei.
Yeah,
Thoughts are free,
which means thoughts are free.
Yeah, there's a beautiful version in here if you want to play it. There's no copyright on it. I gave it to Jeff Rentz the other night, so it's making the rounds. It's getting a lot of views. Beautiful little young, I don't know if she's German or American, but she does both languages.
Destiny Cross.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
It is. It really is a beautiful version. That's Destiny Cross.
Well, what's her name?
Destiny Cross, I think. C-R-O-S.
Oh, okay. Is that her name? I missed that somehow. But, okay, you've seen that version then.
Well, Murr, and thank you. And your recommendations, folks, I hope you go watch those YouTubes. And that
TrumpPhenomenon.com or .tatango.com. Oh, and one more. There was another video at that link, too. It was supposed to be the last interview with Ernst Zundel, and it was done by Jim Fetzer. And in there, he talks about how, you know, they lived in like a medieval-type house and how poor they were, except for when Hitler was in power. They had plumbing and everything then, good education. But on either side of that, they didn't.
Well, you know, Merv, the, you know, my caution would
I
be this.
I understand what you're saying about now, but this is because of the media. The media
drowns us
in their lies.
Yeah, but Merv, I'm going to offer another thought just to keep things boring here. Not only do I think Hitler is not a catastrophe because, you know, the hostile media made him into a catastrophe, Murr, I offer that Hitler was a catastrophe, in fact, for the German people, the Russian people, the American people, the British, the French, the Norwegians, the Dutch. There are, you know, scores of million of beautiful white young men who died because of Hitler's delusions. And they did not need to die. I agree with Pat Buchanan. The unnecessary war was World War II. Pat Buchanan got that exactly right. And anybody involved...
should never be involved in that. It wasn't our fight. Never was.
Well, you know, if England is at war with Germany...
But it declared war on Germany. It declared war on Germany. Germany didn't declare war on Britain.
France and England did honor their treaty with Poland and declare war on Germany. But that war was called the phony war for 6 months because not a single bullet was fired toward Germany. Not a single vehicle was launched towards Germany. Hitler invaded France through Belgium, and that launched the war against France. Germany and France were not going to attack, or France and England showed for 6 months they had no intention of attacking. Declaration of war is words, but launching panzer divisions into France, that's a war. And Hitler invaded everybody. And Charles Lindbergh, I like what Charles Lindbergh said. He said any ability to, and Charles Lindbergh, one of the truly great giants of American history, and that's a hero, that's somebody that a patriot organization could have been built around. But Charles Lindbergh said any ability for anybody to defend Hitler further ended when the Wehrmacht rolled into Prague in 1938. That was an outright invasion of a white nation that had there was no casus belli for Hitler against the Czech people or Czechoslovakia. He rolled not into the Sudetenland after being given the Sudetenland by Chamberlain and Daladier without consulting the Czechs, just given the Sudetenland, which was former German territory. And, you know, arguably, the case could be made that should be returned to Germany. But then, given that, and Chamberlain's only purpose in giving, really betraying the Czechs by giving Sudetenland to Hitler, he landed in London and said, I have in my hand here, he had the Munich Agreement, I've secured peace in our time. Chamberlain's only desperate goal was, please, please, he'd experienced World War I, don't do it again. Don't start another world war. He was willing to give up that land without even consulting the Czechs just to appease Hitler, just to prevent him from doing exactly what he did. He launched the Wehrmacht into Prague. And Lindbergh was right. There's no conceivable excuse or rationalization from the point of view of a white nationalist, for the German Wehrmacht to go into a white nation and it's just take over an entire nation. An incredible act of aggression against another innocent white nation. No excuse. And after that, Poland, the same story, launching the troops into France through Belgium. Where was Belgium's guilt? Where did Belgium deserve the Wehrmacht rolling across their territory? Or the Netherlands? Or Norway? Just millions of dead white people. On September 1st, 1939, all of Europe was at peace, complete peace. No war, not a single soldier firing a single bullet at another, no tanks, no mobilization, nothing. That all changed on September 1st, 1939, when the Wehrmacht rolled into Poland, and the whole thing went straight to hell after that. Our history today, folks, everything, had that not occurred, the beautiful world that we'd be living in, would Europe be overrun with non-whites right now? Would America be the subject of an immigration invasion? I think not, because the whole idea of a pro-white legislation, a pro-white world, was alive and well and healthy all over the world. In 1939, every European nation was entirely white, every single one. It was after World War II that the whole thing started to go into the toilet, and it was because of World War II. And so the question is, who inflicted this on us? And Paul, there was a very great essay in a magazine you and I really love, Inspiration. Wilmot Robertson featured his favorite writer, the man he regarded as the most powerful thinker he knew. Went under the pen name Charlie Bilderberger. And Charlie Bilderberger asked that exact question that I just asked, and he said, who is to blame for this catastrophe of the demise of the white race after World War II? And Charlie Bilderberger's answer was simple: Hitler. Hitler is the man responsible, who undid all the great things we had that were thriving before World War II. So anyway, boy, a very boring show. But Murr, thank you very much for your thoughts. And if you don't mind, I've got a couple more callers I want to get to. May I do that? Okay, Murr, thank you. And let's go to Bill in Wyoming.
Hello, how are you today? How are you today?
I'm fine.
Are
thank you,
you
very much. Yes, I am. Okay. Bill, go ahead.
I have the birth certificate in question on one of the windows on my computer.
Yes.
Obama's birth certificate. And I was going to basically say that, yeah, Mike Zillow was in charge of the posse, but the guy that did the heavy lifting's name is Paul Ire. Paul Ire was a professional typographer. He started out with hot lead in his kid childhood, and he's worked his way up to the point where now he's doing photoshopping and stuff like that.
Right.
And he is the one who blew the document out of the water. And
correct.
How he did it was very simply. And if you just want to go to it, it's a long URL. I'd be happy to give it to you if you want it. It's still on the White House website, interestingly enough. You'd think they'd want to get rid of it, but there it is. On the so-called birth certificate, field 12A, usual occupation, this is of the father. The usual occupation listed for Obama Sr. is student. Student,
yes.
Of course, this was done on a typewriter. Okay, back in those days, they didn't have computers or Photoshop or any of that stuff. And the student is spelled with two T's, as normally student is spelled with two T's. The T's are from two totally different typewriters. It's obvious to anybody that wants to look at it that they're from two totally different typewriters.
Okay. Now, Bill, if you look at the individual letters. Yeah, Bill, now let me, I don't mean to interrupt you in saying this, but you're going into the detail, the fine detail, which is wonderful, of how the cold case posse proved that the Obama birth certificate is a forgery. There's so many, they have hundreds of details that they find and dozens of really big, big things that prove it to be a forgery. So it's too much to give the detail here on the show. But the thing to do, Bill, and I love your enthusiasm in going into this kind of detail in it, is folks just Google, I should have a better, there should be like a really good short website for this, but if you just Google Joe Arpaio's cold case posse birth certificate, you will go to, there are some YouTube videos that are definitive YouTube videos where the guy, the leader of the cold case posse, takes the microphone and does a slide presentation absolutely demonstrating the forgery that anybody with, normal intelligence can follow the whole thing, proving that the digital document is a forgery, showing the photoshopping of it, how it was done, the whole thing. It's all there. And why there is no paper, why Obama never offered a paper birth certificate, which he could easily do. He never offered such a thing because there is an actual paper birth certificate. I wouldn't be surprised if he has it in his possession, but it contains something about it is probably so damaging to Barack Obama that he could not let it get out. And it might be, for instance, the line that lists father, which right now lists Barack Hussein Obama of Kenya. But that there may be something different on the actual birth certificate. Bill, thank you very much. We've got a break here. And then we got a final segment. So I'm going to have to use that to see if I can squeeze in another call. Thank you, Bill. Okay.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. Thank you for tuning in. boy, a rollicking 3 hours today. And thank you very much out there in the audience for helping in today's show. We only have a few minutes left here. I kind of want to summarize with the good news, things that have happened, and sort of just recall to mind the things we covered in the show today. We opened with the very powerful, I think the best news of all this week, Donald Trump's attack on the basically communist media. A number of commentators have said, and there's a consensus on this, this is the most powerful attack against the left-wing media in American history by any president or political figure ever. Donald Trump did all of this in Phoenix on Tuesday in a one-half-hour extemporaneous attack. He pulled some papers out of his jacket that were part of the presentation, but he departed from his teleprompter speech to launch this attack. The media has been having a heart attack over it ever since. And just to me, that is such a wonderful moment in our history that this, you know, Paul and George, before, people talked about, we'd make fun of the, the wolf blitzers of the world and what enemies they were. But to actually have a president of the United States stand in front of cheering tens of thousands of people and simply, what did he say about them? He said, they're sick people. That was his phrase, folks, calling the wolf blitzers sick people who don't even want America to be great again. I'm pinching myself. Am I awake? Is this really happening? And that's just one of the many things that this incredible man does for us on a daily basis. In today's show, we didn't even cover whatever Donald Trump did yesterday, because I'm still absorbing what he did in the days prior. So, tomorrow's show, Monday, we'll try to catch up. And if there's something incredible that he did on Saturday, I'll try to cover it for you on Monday. But there's sort of dreams are coming true under Donald Trump's presidency. But at the same time, the temperature, the onslaught of the enemy against him is also at a fever pitch that we've never seen. We've never seen an attack from these very people like the one we've seen, Paul.
No, it's all out of war. The websites, taken down. It really is all out of war, and I think every patriot has to get involved.
And thank you, everybody in this audience. Just the fact that you're listening to this show means you, in fact, are a soldier in this war. So thank you very much. Here as we exercise the soapbox, trying to influence the ballot box. We'll see you again tomorrow night. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Joe.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.